you missed it when I gave the latest dam levels at around about 3:15, the dams are at 36.2%. Last week this time they were 36.8%, and our water use has gone up from the 582 million litres a day on average for the preceding 7 days. The 7 days just passed, we're up to 602 million litres a day once more. And one of the things that it is so often said to me, it's two or three times a day at least, people say, John, what about when all the visitors come over the holiday season? And I've given my relatively uninformed, thumb-sucking view of that. For a much better informed view, we go to Martin Janssen van Vieren, Director of Tourism, Hospitality and Leisure at Grant Thornton. Martin, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, John, and afternoon to the listeners.
You don't believe, and you have this belief as a result of studying the figures, you don't believe that the holiday season is going to be net water negative for us?
Yeah, we had a look at the numbers, and I think we just wanted to bring some realism to the discussion, because I do think that there is at times a feeling that Cape Town in particular receives millions and millions of foreign tourists in particular over the holiday periods. So we had a look at the numbers, and just for December, just to give a benchmark in terms of where we are at, and just if I can go into the numbers a little bit, in terms of when we look at foreign tourists to Cape Town, we only get 1.5 million foreign tourists per year. Of those, about 10% visit during the December period. So we're talking about 150,000 foreign tourists. Now, they do stay for anything between 5 and 14 days, so they are here for a length of time. But we're not talking about a million people coming into Cape Town in terms of foreign tourists and then putting pressure on the water resources.
But 150,000 people who have been to a lesser or greater degree informed about our water scarcity, and they might or might not take that seriously. That's still 150,000 people using 200 litres a day each. I mean, that is significant.
I do agree in terms of 150,000, but we're looking at a population of around 4 million people in Cape Town. So percentage-wise, it's small. But what gives me hope is that in terms of the tourism and hospitality industry has, even before the drought, have already started to implement water and energy-saving measures. So looking at low-flow shower heads and those type of things, because it made sense from a cost perspective. And I think those kind of initiatives were ramped up once the drought became more serious. And now you've got people, hotels that have replaced the swimming pool water from fresh water to seawater. They are using the water that they give to guests in the rooms if there's anything left. They use that to recycle it, use it in the gardens, all kinds of different kinds of measures. So I do think if there's one industry that really takes the drought very seriously, it's the tourism industry.
Yeah, it's difficult sometimes to make a fully fledged judgment on the basis of what listeners tell me, because people do tend to highlight the negative rather than the positive. And I get a lot of SMSs and WhatsApps and calls from people saying they were in this hotel, they were in this guest house, and there are no signs up, there's nothing, go into the bathroom, the plug is still there in the bath. And I just don't know to what extent. I know that some hotel groups and some individual hospitality establishments take this terribly, terribly seriously, but I don't know how deep and how wide that goes in the industry.
Yeah, unfortunately, I do agree there would be certain establishments that do not take it as seriously as they should. But I do believe that the big hotel groups, which represents the majority of the rooms in Cape Town, do take it seriously. And I do know that all of them have got awareness campaigns in terms of that. Some have gone to this extent of taking away the bath plug so that their guests can't take a bath. They're forced to shower. So there is various measures in place, and maybe I'm more optimistic in terms of believing that the majority of the tourism industry is taking it more serious.
And what about the impact of the construction industry, for example, and many other industries as well, shutting down for that 3 or 4 week period from the middle of December, and the number of people who go to the Kruger National Park, they go overseas, they go to their holiday home in Plett or whatever the case may be, and the people who, domestic workers who take leave over and go back to the family homes, wherever that family home might be. Are you able to quantify that?
Absolutely. When we look at the domestic tourists in particular, During the December period, there's about 250,000 domestic tourists that travel to Cape Town, and that's on an average year. But also at the same time, there's about 290,000 Cape Townians that then leave the city to go and have holidays somewhere else. What we think is going to happen this year is that there's going to be less domestic tourists coming to Cape Town because they're far easier able to change their plans. And in terms of going to destinations where there isn't any restrictions, they might then consider that in terms of their travel behavior. And there might be more Cape Townians leaving the city going to destinations where there isn't restrictions. So we think there would be that double impact in terms of less domestic tourists coming and more Cape Townians then going somewhere else.
It doesn't mean we don't have a serious problem. Quite clearly we do, but the holiday season is not necessarily going to exacerbate the problem. In fact, it might be just shading on the positive side.
Absolutely, and I think we need to keep in mind that in terms of the foreign currency that particularly the foreign tourists bring into the country is an injection into the economy. And if we look in terms of all of the water-saving measures that the city would need to go to in order to prevent day zero, I do think that we need all the economic injection that we can get.
Thank you very much indeed for those views. Martin Jansen van Vieren, Director of Tourism, Hospitality and Leisure at Grant Thornton.